Drive around North Carolina and you won't have any trouble finding a big farm. But if you're looking for beef cattle, that's a different story. As part of WFAE's collaboration with Our State magazine, Jeremy Markovich went up to talk to a farmer who, with 3,000 head of cattle, is one of the few who's been trying to give beef a go.
So you want to get a cow to move?
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be easy to get a cow to moo into a microphone. It's not.
I gotta show them some feed, or they gonna move.
V-Mac Baldwin, who's wearing a big cowboy hat, a button-down shirt tucked into his jeans, is putting some feed out. Now, that usually does the trick, but this time, only a donkey seems to be interested. And the rest of the cows stay silent.
Well, that didn't work.
Baldwin owns about 1,200 acres outside of Yanceyville, up near the Virginia border. And if there are two things he knows really well, it's cows and grass.
It's been said that I hate a tree. I don't hate a tree. It just gets in my way when I'm trying to grow some grass, you know.
Once the land is cleared, it's great for cows. There's plenty of rain and great soil in North Carolina, and that leads to good grass. North Carolina has good grass, but it doesn't have a lot of beef cattle. For one thing, there isn't enough open land. That requires clearing trees, which takes time, money, and a lot of effort.
There was never any incentive to go out and clear all the land in North Carolina. So if you go out in the Midwest, hey, there were no trees. The land was open.
Plus, the Midwest, the Great Plains, and Texas are all close to most of our country's grain.
There's no feed yards in North Carolina. No, we are a grain-deficient state. We don't produce enough grain to feed our chickens and hogs.
Chickens and hogs don't eat as much as cows, so it's less expensive to import their feed. As a result, North Carolina is second in the nation in hog production. It's in the top five for chickens, but you know how many of our nation's beef cows come from North Carolina? 1%.
Beef is not even a blip on the schedule.
But here's the thing about V-Mac Baldwin. He's been obsessed with cows since he was a kid.
I'd saved up some money. I had $60 saved up when I was 10 years old. And I pleaded with my parents, my mom and dad, to let me buy a calf.
After high school, Pete joined the Navy. Then he got an engineering degree from NC State. But later in life, he got back into cows. A specific kind of cow.
We fell in love with a big white Charolais. If you take the clothes off of a Charolais steer and the shoulder clothes off of an Angus steer and hang them side by side, you'll see a little more finish. That's called fat on the carcass of an Angus steer than you will on the Charolais steer. And when you process them out, the ground beef will be about 10% fatter in an Angus than it will a Charolais. And that's where we are, you know. So we are going down the lean breed path.
Baldwin didn't start his current farm until he was 40. He's in his 80s now. His company, Baldwin Beef, now has its products at farmers markets and at Whole Foods. It's been a lot of work.
A ranch is something you wish your granddad had started because, you know, it takes so long to get it rolling. It's like a locomotive, you know. It's hard to get it moving, but once you get it moving, you got something going, you know.
Baldwin's son Craig is now in charge of the farm, but V-Mac still lives here, still helps out, still watches his cows from his front porch, and every so often tries to get one of them to move.
Gail.
For WFAE and Our State Magazine, I'm Jeremy Markovich in Caswell County.